Welcome to day 108. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tess. As you can tell, my voice is not any better than it was yesterday. In fact, it may be worse. But we will continue learning, as always. This is the last Mishnah in the fourth Perek of Masechus Kilayim, and then we'll start the fifth Perek together. I do apologize in advance if I don't do as much explanation as usual. I just want to make sure that I'm not straining too much. Yesterday we learned that when it comes to planting two rows of vines, if you then want to be able to plant another sort of produce near them, so you have to leave eight amos between the two rows of vines. But when it comes to three rows, you have to leave 16 amos between the two, between each of the rows. Our mission is going to teach that it doesn't just apply with three rows, but it's actually three or more rows. You can plant an entire vineyard of many rows, and as long as there's 16 amos between each one is considered its own row and a set of individual vines, not a vineyard. And that's exactly what our mission is going to teach. So I guess that was a spoiler alert. Says Mishnah Tess, Hanotez Carmel al Sheish Esrei Ama, Sheish Esrei Ama. If you plant a vineyard, and between each row, between every single row, there's 16 amos, so then Mutr l'Havizera l'Sham. Between each and every row, you'd be allowed to plant other sorts of produce right next to them, as long as you leave six tfachim from the vine. Because remember, if each one is 16 amos, each row is 16 amos from the next, well then each one is considered a set of individual vines, not a vineyard. So you do not need to leave four amos, you only need to leave six tfachim. So you can do that in an entire vineyard, row after row after row after row. As long as there's 16 amos between each one, you can plant with just leaving six tfachim between the new produce and the vine. And now there's going to be almost a proof, a story that really proves or demonstrates the veracity of this point. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Meister but Salmon, Bechad Shanat Ez Karmel, there's a story of a guy in Salmon who planted his kerem, Al Sheish Esrei Ama. Sheish Esrei Ama did exactly this, planted many, many rows, but each one was 16 amos away from one another. Bahaya Hofech Sa'ar Shtei Shuros Letzad Echad Bezer Esanir. He was worried that perhaps, even though he was planting them 16 amos away, that perhaps the vines would lean over and they would hang over the area of produce that you were planting the other produce. Remember, you're allowed to plant up until six tefachim close to the single vine. So it's possible that the vine will grow and will hang over six tefachim, hang over into the new produce. He didn't want that to happen. So what he did was that he really stationed them or leaned two rows into one another. He faced two rows into one another. He did that for each set. So two rows facing one another, leaning towards one another. Then the next two rows, they would face each other. The next two rows, they would face each other. And then he would plant the space in between, meaning the area between the rows that were not facing each other. I will show a diagram as to what that means. So the ones that were facing each other, he'd leave that area in between empty. But the 16 amos between the ones that were facing in the opposite directions, he would plant. And then uvashana ha'acheres hayahofich aser l'makom acher. Then he would just flip the directions. He would take, let's say, one was leaning to the right. He would take the one to lean to the left, and he would do that with all. So now, each one were facing the ones that were leaning were now facing the area that was previously planted, and then he would plant the opposite, the part that wasn't previously planted. Right? That's in the Mishnah. That means v'zora esabur. He would plant the part that was previously uncultivated. And I will show again, I'll show exactly what this looks like in the diagram. I apologize for not explaining it more clearly now. Again, just my voice. This came in front of the Chachamim as if to say, is this allowed? They hate Siru, and they said, yes, it is allowed. Again, that clearly shows that if there's row, 16 amos between each one, so then it is absolutely allowed to plant other sorts of produce in between. The reason that they would, the next year, they would switch the direction of how they were leaning is simply because it was better for the soil to not plant the same soil every year. So one year they would plant the area that was facing away, then they would switch the direction of the vines and then plant the other area. So you were switching off each year which 16 amos were planted. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Afanote es Karmel Shmona Shmona Amos Mutter. If you planted row after row and between each row you only left eight amos, that is also mutter. That's enough. You're allowed to plant other sorts of produce as long as you leave six tefachim. So they argue. They say you don't need 16 amos to each one. You only need eight. Well, if that's true, when did we need 16 amos? We said in the last mission that you do need 16 amos. So they're going to say you only need 16 amos in a field that had a destroyed part in the middle. So then you need 16 amos because it's clearly a vineyard, because it previously was a vineyard. Everyone knows it was a vineyard. So you need a much larger area to show that you are planting in between as a separate entity, a separate produce. But if you're just planting from the beginning, row after row after row after row, you only need eight amos. Okay. the fifth perek now, perek chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Kerem Shecharav. Imagine again, you have a vineyard that has been destroyed. It was this large vineyard, and it's all just, most of it is just destroyed, whether it was plowed or whatever it is. It's not a good vineyard at this point. Im yesh b'lakit eser gefan al-vesa. If there are, in the entire Besa, in 50 by 50 amos, 2,500 square amos, if there are 10 vines that are worthy of harvesting, unetuas kelchasan, and at least 5 of them are planted as you would need to make something a kerem. We said a few days ago that is 2 facing 2, and then 1 as a tail. So again, in this large Besa, it's huge. You need only 10 vines, and 5 of them need to be in the normal format of a vineyard, 2 and 2 facing each other, 1 and a tail. As long as that's true, harizin nikra kerem dal, that's called almost a poor vineyard, a weak vineyard, but it is still a vineyard, and therefore the entire Besa, if that's true, the entire Besa is considered a vineyard, and you would need to leave 4 amos on either side to plant in that vineyard. Kerem shonatua yerbuvia. Imagine you have a kerem that is planted in a crazy formation. Usually a kerem is very, very carefully formatted, so to say, row after row after row, shura by shura. That is how a general kerem is planted. But imagine you have this vineyard that was very sloppily planted, and you have vines just in a random order. If you can find at least 5, and the format again is 2 connected 2, 2 facing 2, and 1 tail, hareza kerem, then it's a vineyard. Vim lav, but if not, eino kerem, then it's not considered kerem. Rabbi Meir Omer, hol hu nirek etavnis akramim, hareza kerem. Because if you're looking from a distance, people don't realize if you're looking from a distance that it's a kerem that's planted in a mess. It just looks like a kerem, it looks like a vineyard. So it says Rabbi Meir, even if you don't have those 5 planted, two and a tail, as long as it's generally planted b'ravuvia, you have to assume it looks like a kerem, and because we care about Maris Ayin a lot, we have to assume that if people saw you then planting other sorts of produce, they would think you're planting in a vineyard. That would be problematic. So Rabbi Meir would say you treat it as a regular kerem, and you have to separate 4 amos, as opposed to just, if there aren't those 5, you would treat it as just a bunch of individual vines, and you'd only have to leave 6 tefachim. We do not paskin like Rabbi Meir, even though we generally do care about Maris Ayin, we don't go to that extent, and you'd be able to plant outside of 6 tefachim. We'll continue with Mishnah Beis tomorrow.